Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Wednesday, June 15th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Well, Lisa, I feel like a proud American today, because yesterday we were down on a Penn State campus, and people were out there, weren't they?
There were throngs of people out there. I was so excited to see the turnout. We expected a lot of Democrats protesting, and we weren't disappointed, but there were old and young and students and non-students, and it looked like some faculty members, just everyday civilians, and it was great to see so many people converging to protest President Liar Bush.
Yeah. Now, we were up there for about 2.5 hours, and when we got back to the car, it was 93 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So considering all the concrete up there that was around us, it was probably over 100 degrees. And it was very, very heartening to see hundreds and hundreds of people get out there in that heat to voice their opinions and to show democracy in action.
Right.
That's what it was all about.
We were only the only ones out there with a 9/11 sign.
Right.
We had a huge banner on big wooden sticks.
Yeah.
But everybody else seemed to be protesting Social Security, wanting to save adult education, and so forth. Do you see any other kinds of signs?
Yeah, there was for health care, Social Security, education.
Fascism, imperialism, against the war, of course.
Yeah. What we had was a sign that was 14 feet long, not inches, 14 feet long. It was 2.5 feet high, and you'll see all the pictures in the photo gallery after the show today. But all I know, Lisa, is that after I left there, I realized this president isn't very well liked, is he?
No, people really can't stand this president, and he's so paranoid that he wouldn't even let anyone know when he would arrive.
Yeah, so I called up yesterday. Well, here's the headline in the paper today. To get the glare off. But it says, quick trip to Happy Valley. And what it was I called up the head of the Democratic Party. I called up our local newspaper. I was listening to the radio. Nobody knew.
Or they weren't allowed to say.
Oh, I don't think they knew. I mean, they just said, we're going up there early. And so nobody knew. There was a complete lockdown on information when he was going to arrive.
And we weren't even shuttled 3 blocks away. We were right outside the building where he was speaking, protesting. All of us people converging right there outside the building where he was.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing.
And what it is it's like a monarchy now with President Bush. Here's what happened yesterday. His Air Force One flew in. He got off the plane, waved to a few people that were allowed out there. They kept the media about 70 feet away from him. No questions, of course. So then he immediately got in his limo, sped down to the venue where it was going to be. And what they did, we went into the back entrance, of course. Everything was barricaded off. And they even put up a white tent at the back of the building. So they pulled the limo right into the tent. He goes into the building, gives his speech, glad hands, comes back out to the limo, still in the tent, leaves, goes back to the airport, and he's gone. So essentially not one member of the public.
Right, completely avoiding the public.
Yeah, saw him.
And, but he had to hear us.
Well, I don't know. He was inside there, but a lot of people did hear. And I'll tell you what, folks. There's not anybody in the world I'd rather go to a protest with than Lisa Giuliani. Not only did we have the biggest banner down there by far, but if you would have heard her screaming, yelling at the top of her lungs, saying stuff, Bush is a murderer, 9/11 was a controlled demolition, I mean,
some people didn't like me yelling out things, and I'm a very, very outspoken protester. I think the whole purpose of going to a protest is to voice your dissent, and I have a set of lungs. And that's what I did. I voiced my dissent, and I said everything that you'll never hear on the mainstream. And I wasn't saying it for Bush, because Bush already knows this stuff.
Yeah.
What I was saying it for was all the people around us who haven't heard this stuff and who need to hear it.
Right. Not only the protesters, but also the people that were coming out from this event.
Right.
Also the police officers, the vendors. There was the faculty, campus police. I mean, everybody heard this. She was yelling this at the top of her lungs. So with this
without
banner,
a bullhorn.
Yeah. Well, you didn't need a bullhorn, that's for sure. And with this big, huge banner and Lisa's voice, I mean, we were without a doubt the most extreme presence.
People were coming up to me thanking me afterward for saying the things that I did. They said that they needed to be said. And even though most of these people, if any of them, were even familiar with the 9/11 truth, that we were bringing there, our sign drew a lot of people, and we had a lot of intense conversations about the controlled demolition. And so we feel that it was a huge success.
Plus, we also made flyers, passed them out to everyone about 9/11 with our Wing TV website on it. And one guy even came up and gave Lisa a glass of water.
Yeah. And I said, are you trying to shut me up? He said, no. I just want you to be able to keep yelling.
Yeah. Now, here's one person that George Bush did agree to meet was Joe Paterno, our head football coach. And one of the people that actually attended this event yesterday said that Joe Paterno was sitting in the front row, and behind him was the president of the university, Graham Spanier. So they put the football coach in the front row and the university president.
So that the cloud around these parts.
Exactly. But the main point of all this is that it was very, very exhilarating, wasn't it?
Yes, and another thing to point out, too, is we were surrounded by some cops. There were police there. There were Secret Service there. Not one police officer or law enforcement agent hassled us in any way.
Right.
We didn't get anything said to me. I mean, I was the loudest one there.
Without a doubt.
I was totally the most vocal person there, and they said nothing to me. A couple of them were chuckling at the things that I was saying.
Yeah. I mean, she was saying the Bush family supported the Nazis, 9/11 controlled demolition, Bush murders with impunity.
I think that we can say that there's no police state in State College, Pennsylvania.
Right. And Jim Kuzua, who we have to thank, who helped us make this sign. It took us about 3 hours to make this sign. But he traveled from Florida to upstate New York, then went down here to Pennsylvania. We said, Jim, did you see a police state in all your travels? He said, I didn't see a police state. When we went to Oklahoma, we traveled halfway across the country and back.
Right.
We didn't see a police state.
And if
state.
They were going to go after anybody yesterday, they would have gone after me.
Yeah.
I'm calling Bush a liar, a murderer. The government murders its own citizens with impunity.
9/11 controlled demolition.
Bush's 9/11. Family funded the Nazis. Americans for literate presidents. I mean, I was just going on and on and on and on and on.
9/11 state-sponsored terrorism.
OKC state-sponsored terrorism. So Bush, tell us about the Bilderbergs. I mean, on and on.
So there's people that are telling you every day, not only in the mainstream media, but even, especially in alternative media, they're hammering into your head that there's a police state. And you know what they want you to do, folks? They want you to stay hidden in your house.
Right.
They want you to sit there by the radio. They want you to crawl underneath your bed. They don't want you to ever leave your house. They obviously don't want you to become active.
Right. And, you know, the thing about protests is it's good to get out there and just hold up a sign and smile politely and be there and show your presence. Make the most out of a protest, though. You're going there to dissent, to voice your anger and your frustration. So speak up. Use your voice. Use your lungs, because you're allowed to do that. It's acceptable to do that. And damn, it feels good.
Well, there was one Democratic group there I was reading about in the newspaper, and they said they wanted to go there to have a silent protest. What the hell good is that for? What good is that going to do, a silent protest? That's what they want you to do, sit there and be silent.
So I mean, they don't have to hear you.
Yeah, I mean, why don't you just go back and sit in your house?
Yeah, you could silently protest in your living room watching Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, so what this is all leading to, finally, is 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
This September 11th, it's a Sunday. Folks, be there. Don't listen to the fearmongers.
Right.
Get out there. Join us. We're hearing from a lot of people that are going to be there. Ground Zero, High Noon. And
bring your anger, bring your voices, bring your massive lung power.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to protest again next month when Mike Gallagher, the radio talk show host, comes to State College. If there's a 9/11 event in D.C. this summer, we're going to that. We're going to be up there in New York City for 9/11. Folks, we're telling you, be active. Why aren't these other folks on the radio telling you this? They're telling you, buy my video, and that's it. They want you to stay hidden in your room, huddled up there underneath your bed.
I was warned by more than a few people yesterday that I might get arrested and be careful. I might get arrested. Well, if anybody was going to get arrested yesterday, it was me. It was more like a test to see if I could get arrested with the things I was saying. No problem whatsoever. I'm still here. I'm here today.
Don't be afraid.
Right.
If you're afraid, you've lost. You might as well give up now. Do we look afraid of anything in the world? We're not, folks.
I'm not.
Yeah. Now, let's move on. Tomorrow night on George Norrie's Coast to Coast AM, he's going to have a 9/11 roundtable discussion with Peter Lance, Michael Levine, David Ray Griffin, and Alex Jones.
Mm.
What do you think?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting, but I'm not going to... Other than David Ray Griffin, I don't expect to hear that much 9/11 truth.
Right. Now, already the buzz on the internet is this show's not reliable, that the debate's going to be a sham. And I'll tell you what, folks, as much as I hate to say it, I have to agree with it, because right now, we know, if you've read any of the alternative media articles that we've written, they're all on the Wing TV homepage, right. We know that Coast to Coast AM is owned... It's not an affiliate, it's owned by Clear Channel.
Right.
And we have to ask ourselves, do you think Clear Channel wants the truth about 9/11 to come out?
Well, absolutely not. Right. And they have significant influence over the content of their shows.
Yeah.
So we don't expect 9/11 truth to fully come out unless David Ray Griffin just barrels right through like he did on C-SPAN and at the University of Wisconsin. But the theme of it, itself is a red flag.
Right.
The role of Muslim terrorists in 9/11.
Yeah, what role did Muslim terrorists play in 9/11? So what they're doing already is reinforcing
the
government.
Tone.
Yeah, they're setting the tone and reinforcing the government's cover story already.
Right.
And you're going to tell us a little bit about these two guests, but first, we have to remember what Alex Merklinger has said, and we've written about numerous times. Alex Merklinger, who does the show Mysteries of the Mind, was approached a few years ago to do a show for Clear Channel. And everything was good. There was big money. He was going to have a huge amount of recognition, except they said in the contract they have absolute right of refusal for all content and all guests. So in other words, if there was anything said on that show that could potentially be disagreeable to them, they could exit out. And Merklinger ended up saying, no way. So, we know now that Noori and Bell have the same contract. So, the two guys from Coast to Coast AM, George Noori and Art Bell, are nothing more than Clear Channel company men.
Right. Alex Jones is in that company, too.
Yeah, and we're going to get to that. But tell us about these two guests.
Okay, so, I wanted to see what's the deal with Peter Lance and Michael Levine. And the first red flag that comes up for me with Peter Lance is he is endorsed by 911truth.org, 9/11 Gatekeepers. So that's a big, giant red flag. He, one of his books has been reviewed and endorsed by Kyle Hentz.
Now, Kyle Hentz...
King of the Gatekeepers.
Yeah. He absolutely threw away 9/11 on Trial, the book that proves more than any other that 9/11 was a controlled demolition.
Right.
He wouldn't review that book.
Lance must have a million footnotes in that book for Kyle Hentz to endorse, because that's all Kyle Hentz cares about is footnotes. Lance's most astonishing discovery, supposedly, is that Ramzi Youssef was likely the mastermind of the TWA Flight 800 crash in 1996. He's described as a veteran of the terrorism context of 9/11. And now you know why he's going to be appearing on George Noori's show.
Again, a reinforcement of this whole Arab terrorist thing.
How about an expert in controlled demolitions?
Yeah, that would have been nice. Yeah. How about the other guy, Mike Levine?
Okay, I just wanted to say, too, that this guy has also appeared on numerous mainstream TV programs, including C-SPAN, IMUS, and he was interviewed by Rita Cosby, who we know doesn't tell the truth. She didn't tell the truth about OKC in April when we were there. Mike Levine, we could call him an expert for hire. He is a DEA agent. He was with the DEA for 25 years. He's a trial consultant, a lecturer, and he's an expert in matters relating to human intelligence, covert ops, and police procedures, the use of force, and so on. So he's also been interviewed on many, many mainstream programs, including 60 Minutes, Crossfire, Good Morning America. Now think about it. 9/11 Truth. Okay? Somebody who tells 9/11 truth, are they going to get on 60 Minutes?
Right.
These people, this guy is even hooked up with Aaron Spelling. He's going to be some kind of technical advisor to a TV series called Kingpin. And he's been published in numerous controlled mainstream newspapers and magazines.
Well, they like the New York Times,
right.
LA
he's,
Times.
He's like a professional witness. He's testified as an expert in over 500 civil and criminal trials, both international and domestic. So I guess he's going to reinforce and substantiate the terrorism aspect of 9/11.
See, do you see where they're going with this, folks?
Peripheral issues.
So let's ask ourselves now, where do George Noori and Art Bell stand on 9/11? Well, who's the one guest that Art Bell had on his show about 9/11?
Michael Chertoff. Benjamin Chertoff.
Benjamin Chertoff. He was one of the instrumental people in writing that scam article for Popular Mechanics. Art Bell supported him 100%.
Remember, Bell was the one that said he doesn't believe the government or the president had anything to do with facilitating 9/11.
And he also lashed out at 9/11 researchers and called them crackpots and lunatics, and they're a disgrace to America.
And wing nuts.
Right, and wing nuts. Now, after Art Bell did this with Benjamin Chertoff, the 9/11 community was screaming bloody murder. Mm-hmm. Everybody except one person.
Alex Jones.
Jones refused, absolutely refused, to say one negative word about Art Bell.
The person who we should have called scum, he was totally polite about.
Yeah, because Art Bell is scum. And Alex Jones even went so far as to, when callers would call into a show and say, Alex, why aren't you saying something about Bell? He would start yelling at the callers.
Right, he would rebuke the callers for pointing it out to him.
So here we have now two Clear Channel company men, George Norrie and Art Bell. Mm-hmm. And then we have also a GCN company man.
Right, who probably aspires to be on Clear Channel.
Yeah, so what we have then now, there's other people on GCN that take a little different route. They say, Art Bell is bad. You know, he's a shill. He's a sellout. But what we have here, George Norrie, he's the good one. But they're not. See, George Norrie isn't.
Good cop, bad cop.
It's good cop, bad cop. And if you look at how much money these guys are making, if you read the articles today and yesterday on the Wing TV homepage, there's actually testimony where Art Bell says how much money he's deriving a year from this show. And folks, this is major league, big time money. So
it's not hard to see that Alex Jones has his nose stuck so far up the behind of Bell and Norrie because he wants to be on their shows and promote his products. Yeah. More money for GCN, more money for Alex Jones.
So here we have at the top of the pyramid, we have Art Bell. He's bought, sold, controlled, he's a shill. We have his hand-picked protege, George Norrie, who's doing the show. Now we have one guy that refused to speak out about Art Bell's outrages. Mm-hmm. That's Alex Jones.
Right.
So who does George Norrie hand-pick to put on the show to represent 9/11? Alex Jones.
Right.
Company man. Right down the line.
There's some controversy even surrounding David Ray Griffin. I have to say, I hold out my highest hope that if there's any 9/11 truth that's going to come out on that show, it's going to come out of the mouth of David Ray Griffin.
That's right. So when we know all this stuff now about the company men, Bell, Norrie, or Alex Jones, how does it feel, folks, to be fooled again? You've been fooled all your life by politicians. You've been fooled all your life by religious figures. You've been fooled all your life by the mainstream media. And now look what they're doing. They have a hand-picked company man ruse being played right out before your very eyes. You're fooled again.
Right.
And the thing that makes me curious, Lisa, is why are we the only ones? Why is Wing TV the only ones telling people that? Why isn't everybody else in the media saying this is a ruse?
What we're hoping to see is a hammering of the controlled demolition, because that's the crux issue.
Right.
Everything else is secondary and peripheral. Not that it doesn't matter at all, but it's not what brought the towers down. And David Ray Griffin is our best hope, I think, to come out sounding rational, credible, and laying it out logically and sensibly.
Yeah. This is the way we'll be able to tell if it's a ruse or not. If Jones and Griffin keep coming back to the controlled demolition, to the crux, core issue of 9/11, we know it's on the up and up. But if they spend all their time now talking about the Arab hijackers or the government's cover story, if they talk about Mike Rupert's war games, if they talk about PODs,
they talk about incompetence, negligence,
holograms, galvanic corrosion, peak oil, Osama bin Laden,
Muhammad Atta,
the stand down, the Pentagon, the whitewash committee.
Yeah.
If they spend all their time talking about this stuff, what it does is it either supports the government's official story or it reinforces the negligence lie-hop theory.
It buries the truth.
That's right.
And the truth is what needs to come out.
And the truth is that this was state-sponsored terrorism. Absolutely. Arabs didn't do this. This was a cabal within our government that did it. And if this information isn't hammered repeatedly on this show tomorrow night, you're going to know that the whole thing's a setup and it's a ruse.
Right.
So before we go out, read the article on the Wing TV homepage today. At the end of it, we have three suggestions for Alex Jones.
Right.
Because he's the one we're most worried about, actually.
Number one, Alex, don't act like Alex Jones.
Exactly.
You come off like you're unhinged. you freak out, you raise your voice and yell like a raving lunatic. Yeah. That's not the way to make your point and drive your point home.
I was talking to someone at the American Free Press last week, and the subject of Alex Jones came up, and they said, well, in all honesty, I've only seen one of his videos, but he said, I'd be embarrassed to give this video to someone. I said, why? And they said, because this guy's such a stark raving lunatic that he scares people off. He reinforces the stereotype of the crazed conspiracy theorist. So, Alex, we know that this is all a phony act because we saw your lost tapes where you're walking along with that guy. And he says, Alex, just be real. You don't have to be Alex Jones with your chest puffed out all the time.
We know you can talk in a normal voice. Yeah. Just sort of take your cue from David Ray Griffin. He's really mellow.
So first thing is, Alex, don't be Alex Jones. The second thing is,
don't plug your videos.
Yeah, don't spend the whole show saying, buy my video, buy my video, buy my video. Alex, you're not there to be a snake oil vendor. You're there to talk about the issues, get the points out. Don't spend the whole time turning into a big, long infomercial.
Right, and I'm sure that your allegiance to Bell in the past has ensured you many return visits to coast to coast.
And last, don't do this, I'm the granddaddy of 9/11, my ego is shrinking BS anymore. Alex, nobody cares about your ego.
Right.
Nobody cares about this granddaddy
and
stuff.
Nobody cares about hearing you talk about your ego.
Yeah. I mean, who talks about their ego? So, Alex, don't be Alex. Stay to the issues. Talk about controlled demolition.
Right.
That's the key to everything. And if you're veering off on all this other Bohemian Grove nonsense, you know.
Get Bohemian Grove for one night, Alex. You know, we know about Bohemian Grove ad nauseum. Talk about the controlled demolition.
And everybody that's out there watching this show, forward these two articles. They're called the 9/11 Roundtables Coast to Coast. Forward them to Alex Jones. Tell him. Because he reads his email. He doesn't respond. He reads them.
Yeah.
Tell him. Don't act like yourself. Go in there and talk about the issue. So
you better if you try to act like David Ray Griffin.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And don't be a lunatic.
Yeah.
So, folks, tomorrow we're going to be back with Chris Emery. We're
going
to talk a lot about the updates going on with Oklahoma City.
Right.
Friday we got Michael Collins Piper. He's going to talk about his book, The New Jerusalem.
And Monday, we're going to have Ted Pike.
Ted Pike. So, very good. Folks, we're glad you're out there. We had just an amazing time yesterday. If you have a chance to go out and protest, it is such a rush. It is so exhilarating.
Right.
It makes you feel like you're doing what you're supposed
and
to be doing.
Since they are so few and far between, when you do go, make the most of the protest and let your voice be heard.
And the big one is 9/11. Be there. So, we'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Keep your eyes open, folks.
See you then.